presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. Put that together.
Good morning. Hallelujah. Praise him. This song should have you up on your feet. I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm going to get my blessing right now. If you listen to the music, the intensity of the way that they were singing that song, that is how you have to believe that you feel the presence of the Lord. And whatever it is that you're claiming, you're going to get it right now. It's up to you. The song said it's up to you. So if you, the presence of the Lord is here, he's already set in the atmosphere, it's up to you on this morning to claim your blessing right now. Good morning to our international partners. Good morning, America. Good morning to my ADM family. Everybody that's under the sound of my voice, we just say, Father, we thank you on this beautiful morning. We thank you for the gift of life, Father God. And without you, we are nothing and we are nobody. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise, Father God, because you are the beginning and the end, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you on this morning. We exalt thee with the highest praise, which is hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We just say hallelujah on this morning. We just thank you, Father, for your mercy, for your grace, Lord Jesus. Because we didn't have to be here, Father, and we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us through the night, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your ministering and warring angels, Lord Jesus, that protected us, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for peace in the midst of the storm, Father God. We thank you for strength, Lord Jesus, when we fall weary, Lord Jesus. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are in your safety arms, Father God, and that you're loving us unconditionally, Lord, that your love just never fails us. It just keeps going on and on and on, Lord. We thank you that you meet us, Lord Jesus, where we are, Father, because we all fall short of your glory, Father God. We all fall, Father God, but we thank you, Lord, for being a forgiving God, Father God, that you pick us up, Lord Jesus, and allow us to carry on, Father God. You do not turn your back on us, Father God. You continue to give us opportunity and opportunity over and over, Father God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the soldiers, the shepherds, Father God, the people that the overseers, Lord Jesus, that you have placed in our lives right now, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for their compassion, Father God, for their love, Father God, for their never-ending love, Father God, for their Christ-like mindset, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, no matter what happens, Father God. They never give up on us, Lord Jesus. They continue to push us and encourage us, Father. But most of all, we thank you for the truth, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God. Because we know, Lord Jesus, to love you, Father God, is to obey your commands, Father God. So we know with your true love, Lord Jesus, that there are going to be some hurts, some pain, Father God, some growing pains, Lord Jesus. But we thank you when you let us go through them, Father God, because it does nothing but build us up spiritually, Father God. It gives us spiritual maturity, Father God. We never want to continue to take baby steps, Father God. We want to run, Lord Jesus, to the prize, Father God. And we just thank you for that this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for our partners that's in the international part of the world, Father God. We thank you for them as well, Lord Jesus. For them, Father God, seeking you as we seek you in America, Father God. One God, with a spirit so powerful that it reaches everywhere. Goes over mountains, goes down in the valley. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for allowing a new mindset this morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you created us a clean heart, Father God. that you, we have all of our faculties this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your wisdom, Lord Jesus, your discernment, Father God. We thank you for knowing who you are, Father God, and who we are in your kingdom, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us to have kingdom citizenship, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for teaching, allowing a man of God to teach us what it means, what we need, and how we need to get there, Lord Jesus. You know the plans that you have for us, Father God, and they are good and not disastrous, Father God. And we thank you for that on this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for the healing that's going on in this land, Father God. People may can't see it, Lord Jesus. The naked eye may can't see it, Father God. But those that are allowing your Holy Spirit to dwell in them, to move them, they can see, Lord Jesus, exactly what you have going on. That you, God, are the God of the unknowing and the knowing, the God of everything, Lord Jesus. And you know what you have going on. And we just thank you, Father, for allowing us to be a part of what you have going on, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for opening our ears and opening our eyes, Father God, and letting us to know that we have to depend on you, Father God. And we pray, Father, for those that have not their life has not illuminated. They're still in a lack of knowledge, Father God. We pray for their souls, Father God. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you send somebody, whether it's in the physical, whether it's in the spirit, Father God, to touch them, Lord, because you say every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, Father God. And Lord, we see, Father God, your manifestation. We see the Holy Spirit, Father God, that consuming fire, Father God, all around the nation, Lord Jesus. One spirit, Father God, that consuming fire, Father God. The power of God is with us. And we thank you for that on this day, Lord Jesus. As we continue this morning, Father God, we ask you to allow us to decrease and for you to increase, Father God. It is our duty, Father God, to be a servant, Father God, a faithful servant to you, Lord Jesus. And we've accepted the invitation, Lord Jesus, and we pray, Father God, that we, what you have imparted in us, Lord, that we bring it back out to everyone that's under the sound of our voice, Father God, to do only one thing, your will and your will only. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Monica, we're going to turn it over to you.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I just thank God for today because he's allowed us to bring forth this word. And I just have to share with you guys that I'm not a big speaker. I don't have any training. I don't know anything about how to bring forth anything but what God gives me in my spirit. And I have a good news message today. I have a message that God has put on my spirit, because I have to just give you an understanding of where I'm coming from so you can arrive with me. But go back to last night. I was in a meeting with a man of God, and the man of God was speaking. And what resonated in my soul, God began to minister to me when he said one body. And that thing just stuck with me, you guys. When I heard the man of God say one body, God began to say one body solidarity in my spirit. He just began to minister to me, and he just held me in that place. I wasn't allowed to even speak on it because God was still pouring into me last night. But from 8 o'clock last night to this very moment, God is still speaking that thing to me. But I'm going to tell you how it went forth, because when he started speaking that solidarity, that one body to me, he carried me into the evening, late evening, to where when I talked to Sister Nita, I shared it with Sister Nita. I say, Sister Nita, God is saying, he keeps saying solidarity to me, solidarity, one body. The man of God spoke it, and then God just picked it up and ran it through me. And I can't get it off of me, sister. He just keeps saying that I can't get past it. I can't move on. And she said, I heard unity. I said, well, sister, we have to look in the scripture for this. And God took me to the scripture. He took me to the scripture of 1 Corinthians 12:12. 1 Corinthians 12:12. So that's where we are on today. This morning, being obedient, this is what the Lord is saying to me. This is what the Lord was saying. And it just resonated through my spirit when I read it, because it's so powerful that the man of God brought this last night, and God is still talking about it this morning. He talked about it all last night to me. So I'm going to read it to you, and then everyone will be in the vein. Everyone will understand what God is saying, because, see, his word is not going to come back void. And just bear with me, because my spirit is so heavy right now with the spirit of the Lord telling me to just go ahead and let them know this good news. This is what the Lord was saying to me. Now, I hear the spirit of the Lord saying in 1 Corinthians 12:12, it says, one body with many parts. The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. Some of us are Jews, some are Gentiles, some are slaves, some are free. But we have all been baptized in one body by one spirit. We all share the same spirit. Yes, the body has many parts, not just one part. If the foot says, I am not part of the body because I am not a hand, that does not make it less a part of the body. And if the ear says, I am not part of the body because I am not an eye, would that make it any less a part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, how would you hear? Or if your whole body were an ear, how would you smell anything? But our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where he wants it. How strange a body would be if it had only one part. Yes, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye can never see, the eye can never say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head can't say to the feet, I don't need you. In parts of the body that seem weakest and least important are actually the most necessary. And the parts that we regard as less honorable are those we clothe with the greatest care. So we carefully protect those parts that should not be seen, while the more honorable parts do not require this special care. So God has put the body together such that extra honor and care are given to those parts that have less dignity. This makes for harmony among the members, so that all the members can care for each other. God won't let me move on, y'all. I got to go back to that one sentence. This makes the harmony among the members, so that all the members care for each other. If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. And if one part is honored, all the parts are glad. All of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it. Here are some of the parts God has appointed for the church. First, the apostles. Second, the prophets. Third, the teachers. Then there are those who do miracles, those who have the gift of healing, those who can help others, those who have the gift of leadership, those who speak in unknown languages. Now, this is what the Lord is saying to me. And because he's saying this to us, this is where our focus should be on today, right now. This is what God has put in my spirit, everyone. And I want everyone to read this again if you have a chance. Go and read it for yourself, because he's speaking directly to you. he's saying to you in 1 Corinthians 12 and 12, all the way down, you can read past 28, but I stopped at 28. He's saying exactly what the man of God was saying last night. He's not stopped saying it. He's still saying it this morning. And my spirit will not be able to move past this until we address this. We have to become one body. The Spirit of the Lord is telling me that we have to become one body, solidarity, that we can't operate. And see, if you go back to the different parts, it says he appointed the church to have first the apostle. See, that's the neck of the body, you guys. The apostle is the neck. He supports the head. Who is the head? Our God, Jesus Christ. So the neck is the part of the body that connects the rest of the body to the head. And because that's the top, and God broke it down when he put the scripture on Paul's heart, he let us know that the body parts work together. All of these gifts, they work together. Where are we going to be in this body and participate? We're going to have to be one body and become our moving part. We need to move in our positions. We have to stand up in our positions. He's saying to you, rise up in your gift. Rise up in the position you are in the body of Christ. You know, and if you don't know, pray and ask the man of God or someone to help you find out what that gift is. But see, only God can tell you your gift. And when he takes you into that gift, he's going to raise it up in you. He's going to magnify it. He's going to give you the capacity to operate in that gift so that you can serve the body. Because the scripture laid it out real plain. Because you're not an eye doesn't mean that you can't see. Because the body of Christ has an eye for you. And then if you're an ear, you're going to have to hear for the body of Christ. We're going to have to move in our positions, everyone, to line up. Because the message to me, what's going on right now, is we're getting ready to come up against a lot of things that we haven't been prepared to because we're not one body. So he's calling us to be one body for a reason. And when we become that one body, we're going to be prepared. He's preparing us. He's preparing his body so that we won't allow anybody to attack us. That there won't be something that can come against us that will prosper. Because he said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But at the end of the day, he never said the weapon wouldn't form. So what do we do when that weapon forms? We are prepared because we became one body. That solidarity. When the neck is in its position, which it is, it was in its position last night. When the rest of the body falls in order, when it comes together, we become a mighty, mighty body. We become an army. We become a fleet. And with that being said, I'm just going to move out of the way because I know the Spirit is moving on today. It wasn't by chance or accident that the Spirit of the Lord song came on. It's here. It wasn't by chance. The Spirit of the Lord is here. And he's saying right now, become the body part God has called you to be. We have to come in solidarity. We have to rise up and become one body. Because if you're going to be amputated and you're going to be cut off from the body, then you're going to lose out because that body's going to be all right. See, the body can survive without that piece. But see, are you going to be able to survive without the body? Because, see, how can a hand maintain its ability to be a hand if it's cut off from the body? I'm talking to somebody. How you going to be an island? How you going to be out there by yourself and you're just going to be a hand wandering around when you can be a part of a body that is going to function wholly as God has called it to be? He's laid it out in 1 Corinthians 12. He's laid it out. So are you going to be a part of the body or are you going to stand off? Or are you going to stand with the body? Because, see, when we do what God is saying, we'll do what my sister brought up last night when I shared this with her. She said obedience is better than sacrifice. See, the obedience in this word is that we become one body, that we don't try to do everything on our own. Because there's a lot of things that God has put together for our good. He has a plan. He made the church in this order. And I'm going to turn it over to you, sister, because I don't need to go any further. I've said what God has told me to say. It's on everyone out there. Listen to the sound of my voice. It's on them. Now, sister, I know you have something to say. because the spirit of the Lord was moving on you last night.
In this passage, we're talking about the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, not just the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We was taught 2 Sundays ago to call this the Holy Spirit. That's the name of the Spirit. And once we become Christians, we receive the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit resides within us. And then the Holy Spirit becomes our guide and becomes our connector. We start connecting with each other. Those body parts start connecting with each other. And as I said in last night when we were in a Bible study, it was pretty late before we got off. God gave me an illustration. When you sit and you look at the military, an army, I to be honest with you, I love the way the Chinese people, the Asian people, their armies are built together. They start walking together. They march together. They are in unison. They are in unison in everything that they do. Every military is the same way. When the cadence comes together and the person is telling them what to do, they're still in step. They're in step together. They're on one accord. If they start running, they're on one accord. When the command is given open ranks, they're still in a space where they can still touch one another, where nothing can't come in and penetrate. And when it says close ranks, they come together as one body. That's where God has us right now. He's putting the body together, one body for us to be able to defeat anything that comes our way. We will not allow the enemy to come and penetrate our camp. This is why we need a willing body to participate, so nothing can come up against us. Nothing can come up and sit and say, I'm going to take this one off and I'm going to take this one off. Because when the military is doing their cadence, if one person get out of line, they are so concise and precise with the things that they do. The uniformity is so excellent that if one person is not doing what they're supposed to do, it brings attention to everybody. It's a domino effect. It alters the mind. It alters the heart. And this is what, in this scripture here, Paul is talking to the Corinthians and letting them know that it doesn't matter how important you are, you still need to be a willing participant in what you have. Yeah, you got some people that may be a little bit higher than you, but that doesn't mean that they're greater than you. That doesn't mean that you can't do what God has for you. That doesn't mean that. That means that you have to still sit and push yourself together. One bone connected to the knee bone, connected to the hip bone. All of those bones are set and connected. The key word is connection. Who is connecting us? The Holy Spirit is connecting us. For one body, like Monica said last night in a meeting when the man of God came up, you can hear the passion in his voice when he said, he told the brother, he said, when he went into the hospital and I didn't know, it bothered me. You can hear it. If you were in the spirit, you could feel his spirit. You could feel that he was truly, it really bothered him. It really bothered my apostle. Because one thing about it is, he said, when you suffer, I suffer. That's what the body does. When your knee bothers you, that pain goes up into that sciatica nerve. When that neck is stiff or whatever, it sometimes goes up into the back of the head. It's a connection. He's saying, if you suffer, I suffer. So when me and Monica got off the phone and started talking about it, and we looking for scripture, and I'm sitting here saying, you know what, God, when words sit in, and when you a word person, and you sit and you start looking for things, and then you see it in your face in real time, when you go and you look at into the Bible, but then you have a situation that becomes real time, you know that the Holy Spirit is working. You know that the Holy Spirit is working. And we do. We have to sit and we have to come together as one, because we don't know what is coming up against us. But we do know if we are in unity, solidarity, as Monica said, one body serving one God, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you, no matter when them diabolical forces come up against you. Monica may be the eye. She may sit and say, "Doc, duck." When the diabolical forces come up against you, somebody else may be the ear. Duck. You are so powered together. You are so connected together that nothing can come up against you. Nothing. Nothing. It also says that there is some that can perform miracles. How would you know what you can do if you're not sitting up under someone that can teach you what to look for? How would you sit and know if you're a babe in Christ? How would you sit and know how to apply what needs to be done for your gifts to manifest? How would you know? See, this is why God gave us leaders. He gave us leaders to teach us what we need to be taught. And see, those leaders are truly connected to the Holy Spirit, because it's not them talking, it's the Holy Spirit talking for them or them, whomever it may be. You, me, everybody that's under the sound of my voice, you need to get in right alignment. You need to understand what your body part is, where you are connected to the body. And then, like Monica said, ask your leader, if you don't know, to show you the way. Because as I sit and say over and over and over again for the last couple of months, it's being taught. It's up to you to sit and put yourself in a position to understand and to know. It's very heartbreaking to sit and hear somebody with such a compassionate, just so much compassion, talking to the members and letting them know, I don't do what I do for recognition. I do what I do because this is where God has placed me. My wife does what she does because this is where God has placed us, on solid ground. See, they on solid ground and they know their body parts. They know their body parts. But no matter how many times we forget what our body part is, we need to thank God that he has people that can put you back in your place to let you know, no, you need to work this muscle. I need you to continue to work this muscle. Because even the army that I was talking about, they don't form like that overnight. That's practice after practice after practice, knowing their position, knowing how many steps they're supposed to take to move up, how many steps they're supposed to take to move back, how their arm movements need to be. This comes from practicing. This comes from studying. This comes from listening to their commander in charge. And then once you listen, you apply whatever is being said. So right now, our commander, we're going to sit and we're allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us into the different gifts that God has given us, without coming up in there with saying, okay, this person is greater than me, I don't understand this, I'm worried about what this person said and say. God is preparing us. He's putting us in a place of unity. And trust and believe, it's not by mistake. It's not by mistake. Some of us may continue to move forward. Some people may fall off. Monica said amputate. There might be some amputees. But God is continuously giving us chance after chance to get to where we need to be, to get under that neck so you can prosper, so you can succeed, so you can use the tools, that word, that sword, the Bible, to help you to learn, to help you to spiritually grow, to help your gifts to manifest. This is where we're at right now. This is where it's a cry for unity. Look around the world. It's unified. It's being unified. It's unity there. Unity. It's no mistake that right now we are in a situation of unity. And where does it start? It starts with us. Where is the church? Within us. But God will. He has given us a neck to sit and develop our church so we can all come together. We may not be in a physical building right now, but when our neck call us on the line and say, I need you to do this, I need you to go there, I need you to whatever, you shouldn't stumble. You should be sitting there, as Jesus told his disciples, pack your bag, just go. Don't take no bags, don't take nothing, just go. That's how we should be willing to do what our neck has us to do through the Holy Spirit. Because our man of God, the one I sit up under, is definitely filled with the Holy Spirit. And the good part about it, he's not selfish. He's not selfish. He will sit and share it with you any minute of the day, any second of the day. And this is where God wants us to be right now. He wants us to form an army. He wants us to form an army that's sitting. And when he says the command is march, we march together. We march. We sit there with nothing. No nicks, no crannies, no nothing can sit and come in between what he has. And guess what? It's the first rank missing. Guess what? The second rank standing up and sitting and saying, you can't get no further. And then he has them in the rear, letting them know, you can't get past me. And that's where our mental needs to be. Our heart needs to be. Right now, one body for Christ, willing and ready to do what God instructs us to do, willing and ready to fight against anything that comes our way, willing and ready if he says go out and feed 3,000 people, you put your shoes on and you go out and you do it. Wherever the next instructs you to go, we should be willing and ready because God placed spiritual gifts and everybody has something. Everybody has something. If my gift is one thing, that doesn't mean that I'm greater than Monica. It does not mean. It means that I'm her sister's keeper, Apostle Temple is the brother's keeper, or whatever. We are there to become one person under one God and allowing the Holy Spirit to do what they need to do. And this is what Paul had to let the Corinthians know, He had to put them back in their perspective places and let them know, you can't sit here and worry about what this person is doing or worrying about what this person is doing. Because one thing about it, God knows everything. God knows what you're going up against. You may not know what you're going up against. You may not know what blessings that you may be getting ready to get. You may not know what diabolical forces may be coming your way. But God knows. And God is always going to have us prepared if we allow him to be prepared. You may be sitting and not knowing what's going on and get a phone call in the middle of the night. Minister Nita, you better get up. You better pray. I need you to fast for 3 days because this is coming your way. Am I going to question it? I'm not going to question it. I'm going to sit and say, God has prepared me. I'm not going to worry about where, who, as long as you are in the will of God, I'm going to sit and say, okay, let me get up. Let me get myself together. Let me get myself together. Because that's how God works. The body is connected as one. Yes, some, the neck connected to the shoulders, whatever, but at the end of the day, everybody should be one, on one accord. Everybody should be walking together in agreement. Everybody should be marching to the same drummer's beat. If the commands say run, you should be running on the same step. If the commands say halt, you should be halting on the same step. If the commands say right face, you should be doing on the same step. About face, turning it back around, you should be on the same step. Because this is where God needs us to be. He is not a want, it's a need. God needs true Christians in his kingdom. God needs true Christians to go out in the world to deliver people, to teach them about salvation, to let them know that they need to repent, that they need to confess, that Jesus is the truth, the way, and the light, that he has prepared a better place for them. That's the kingdom. We shouldn't be out here trying to recruit kingdom citizens. This is what the body needs to be doing. We need to come together collectively as one. Whatever gifts that God has given you, don't be ashamed. Don't sit and worry about what this person got, what that person got. Say, God, how can you use me? How will you use me, Father God? Will you teach me, Lord Jesus, how to master this gift, Father God? Will you teach me, Lord Jesus? Because I'm that faithful servant, Father. I'm saying yes, Lord Jesus, to your will and to your way, Father God. I may not have what the next person has, Father God, but I'm still that faithful will and service, Father God. I may can't sit and blow on you and the Holy Spirit takes me out, but I'm still that faithful servant, Father God. I may not be able to get up and articulate a whole sermon, but I'm still that faithful servant, Father God. I may not be able to go and touch the blind and they see again, but I'm still that faithful servant, Father God. This is what God is looking for in the body of Christ. This is what he's looking for. He's just asking you on today to say yes. He's asking you on today to be mindful that he makes no mistake. He knew who you were when you were in the womb. You just need to make a conscious decision that you want to be a part of the body of Christ. We know what Christ has done for us. What can we do for him? What can we do for him? Can we stay together as one unit, or will we continue to separate and move out because we feel like our gift isn't being operated the way that it's supposed to be operated? God knows. God is not going to put you out there and let you think that this is what you're supposed to be doing and you're not supposed to be doing it. My apostle always teaches us, you can sit and you can do things on your own, but trust and believe is not going to manifest. It's not going to manifest because you operate out of the gift that God has given you. Stay still. Be patient. Use wisdom. And God will lead you. He will guide you to where you need to be. This is where we're at right now, saints. We are at a place where we have to, again, as I said the other day, build our fortress. Make God the head of your life. And then ask him, where are you going to use me? Where do you need me, Father? And I guarantee you that you will sit, if you're listening, if you're in God's will, if you're communing with him, you've built that relationship with him, he's going to show you exactly what you need. And as I said, it can come out of a scripture. A prophet can tell you. The apostle can tell you. Whomever. God will place you in your rightful position, knowing that Jesus Christ, get this, knowing that Jesus Christ is the head of your life. You have accepted him. You know that he died on the cross to save our sins so we can have eternal life. I sit and say to you, find out where you're supposed to be in the body and work that muscle. Ask God to lead you. Ask him to guide you. I was given instructions for me to sit. I got instructions for things for me to do so I can sit and allow my spiritual gifts to go. You know what? I didn't second guess it. I started being obedient. And obedient is better than sacrifice. If the word of God comes forth and your leader is filled with the Holy Spirit, and not only is that leader filled with the Holy Spirit, if he or she is operating in the Holy Spirit, they're everything that they have sown in is physically showing on the outside. They did not deposit anything and uneven soil, everything around them is blooming and blossoming, then you don't want to second guess that. You want to sit and say, this is a person that's filled with the Holy Spirit doing what God said do, and I want to be a part of it. I just want to get in the shadows of them. And while they walking, I want to be walking too. When they talking, I want to hear everything that's being said. That's where we need to be. So I sit and say to you all on today, do not fall out of rank. Continue to march in unison. Continue to allow the next to be the person to lead you and to guide you. And remember, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, is your connector. And without Jesus in your life, and without the Holy Spirit leading you and guiding you, you will come out of rank. The beautiful part of it is you can get up and start all over again. So find out on today. Take some time out. Ask God, where am I at? What do you need me to do? And then sit back and start applying it. Apply what God has for you. We want to invite you all again, cordially invite you to our Bible studies, which goes so deep. It goes so deep. You learn so much. It's so much information that there's no way that you can sit. It's just so much meat that different times something comes up and you can just flip back up in your binder and say, oh, okay, this is whatever. That's how God works. God gives you everything that you need. All you need to do is be in position to get it. But we invite you tonight at 8 p.m. on our line. It's 385-799-9620. As you do your daily, as you command your atmosphere this morning, talk to God and let him know, please, Father, show me where I'm supposed to be. Please, Father, give me the instructions. Because I'm saying yes to your will. You all have a beautiful day. Make sure that God is with you. Just keep inviting him. Just keep talking to him. Just keep letting him know how much you love him. Just let him know how much you need him. Just love on God today. Take self out of the equation. Love on God today. Let him know, Father God, how much you love him throughout the day. May God be with you. Have a great day. Amen.
This is our cry.